Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today, I'm joined by NFL Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, and MVP, Kurt Warner. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better, but under the weather the past couple days, but I feel a lot better. I can actually talk, which helps us to be able to do this interview. Now, I wanted to ask you, your son, Cade Warner, is a wide receiver for the Huskers. And he had a big play in the spring game this year, and you were there at the spring game. So I wanted to ask you, as his father watching him make a big play that really stood out like that, what were your thoughts as you watched him? And also, what were your takeaways? It's really your first exposure inside of the Husker Stadium to Husker football. What was your biggest takeaway after the spring game as far as Husker football goes as well?
Well, I mean, first of all, as a father and a former player, you always realize, as you know, Adam, that every time you take a step up, you know, high school to college, college to pro, whatever that step is, you know, there's always a couple moments that you need to have. You need to have that moment as a player where you convince yourself that you can play at that next level. You know, we always Yep. believe it, and we always, you know, we're going to tell people we believe it, we can play at the next level. But you need that moment where you do something at that next level where you go, okay, I belong. I belong here. And, you know, knowing that as a player and then watching your son who is taking that step and going from, you know, high school to the highest level of college football, you know, when I was watching the spring game, you know, that's what I keep, you know, waiting for is, you know, of course he tells me, yeah, Dad, I think I belong. I've had a great spring. Things are going well. But he needed that moment, you know, where he did something, you know, kind of stood out or did something that was similar to what he did at the high school level where, you know, he can kind of come back and go, okay, that was my moment. Now I can settle in and just play football. And, you know, when he caught the pass and it was just a little swing pass, as you saw Nebraska's offense do a lot of that run read option with a little flip to the outside. You know, he caught it, made a couple guys miss, and then went 57 yards and scored a touchdown. And I got so many texts from you know, other former players that played with him or coaches that go, that looked like just like Friday nights. Yep. And so it was that moment where it goes, okay, he's doing at that level similar things to what he did at the last level. And so that was a huge moment for him as a player. Me as a father watching that, you know, as I said, as a player, it was a great moment because like, okay, there's his moment. Now he can settle in and realize he belongs here and go and play. And then, you know, you always need those moments, especially being a kid that's a walk-on, where you grab the attention of your coaches and your teammates and say that I belong here and you need to take a look at me because I can play at this level. And so as a father, you know, those were a couple things, you know, on top of the pride that you always feel when your son does something or your daughter does something well, whatever that may be. You know, those are the two things that I was thinking, that this was his moment as a player and his moment to be able to say to the coaches, okay, this is who I am. I belong here. Now hopefully I get an opportunity to prove it.
Awesome, awesome. And what were your thoughts from the spring game itself, your first exposure to Husker football?
It was funny to go to the stadium. I mean, I don't even know how many people they had, 75, 80,000 people at a spring game, yep. You know. And I know there's a great excitement with Coach Frost coming in after what he did at UCF and kind of the change in the program. But, you know, that's what we've seen. We went to a couple games during the season and then obviously the spring game. And fans there are incredible. And that was the reason why my son picked Nebraska over some of the other schools he had opportunities to go to, was because of the atmosphere. And you're playing in the Big Ten, which is, you know, arguably the best conference in college football. And you're playing in an environment where football is everything. And I grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So in Iowa, we didn't have a pro sports team. So it was all about the Hawks. And, you know, everybody was a Hawkeye fan, and everybody had their black and gold and had something Hawkeye-related. And it's very similar in Nebraska. That's exactly what it's all about. The Nebraska Cornhuskers are their pro team, and everybody supports it in an incredible way. The people are awesome. So, you know, my experiences there have been incredible up to this point, and I know with what Coach Frost is bringing to the table that it's only going to be amped up from there.
Now, what is your impression of Scott Frost, Coach Frost, to this point?
Well, you know, I haven't had a chance to meet Coach Frost. You know, so I don't have that personal relationship. But all I can go on is, you know, people that I know in the business that have been around him, whether it be as a player or as a coach. And I've heard nothing but tremendous things about him. You know, his attitude towards the programs, his attitude towards, you know, to football in general and motivating guys, the way he relates to his players. You know, I mean, all those things I've heard have been incredible, and I look forward to getting to know him down the road. But I did know a couple of players, I shouldn't say players, a couple of the coaches on the staff that actually played with me. Troy Walters was a wide receiver for me. Travis Fisher was defensive back with one of the teams excuse me, I played with in the NFL. So I know a couple of the guys on staff, and I know the kind of people that they are, and if that's any reflection of who Coach Frost is and what he's going to bring to the program, you know, I think, you know, the excitement that's being brought is definitely warranted.
Now, you played 12 seasons in the NFL and NFL-type offenses. So what are your thoughts on this fast-paced offense that they're going to run here at Nebraska?
You know, I mean, it's so hard for me because I was such a drop-back passer and I played in that, you know, that kind of system, and that's what I believe the NFL is all about. But college football is different. College football is very much the spread, zone reads, quarterbacks, you know, being able to run the football. And as I was just mentioning with my son, you know, kind of the zone read with the quick screen passes off of that, you know, and then all the play action stuff that leads to the bigger plays down the field. So it's just a different system from what I've ever been around, but it's obviously where college football is going, and it's about getting your best athletes on the field, getting your best athletes to play in the backfield and the quarterback position where they can run and make plays with their legs and also with their feet. And so, you know, I think it's going to be interesting because the Big Ten, you know, when you look back in the history of the Big Ten, it's been very much different. It's been more about running the football downhill and, you know, the power run game and good defense. And now they're bringing a little twist to that, and it's going to be fun to see how teams react to that because they're not going to see it every week, and how that bodes in the Big Ten with the talent of players that are in there.
Now, Nebraska needs to find themselves a starting quarterback. You've been involved in a quarterback battle or two. What is going to help make the difference in one of these quarterbacks as far as separating themselves and earning the starting job?
Yeah, you know, again, I think it's interesting when you look at the kind of system that they're running. You know, when you watched the spring game, you know, you could see different guys stand out in different areas. You know, Tristan, I thought, did a nice job of throwing the football. Felt like he was the most comfortable throwing the football. Martinez, I know, is a young guy that's in there and probably learning the pass game, but was very dynamic running the football. And so, you know, just interested to see how, you know, all those different guys come into the mix and what becomes the most vital factor within the offense. You know, who do they think they're going to be as an offense, and how does that play into who becomes the quarterback for this football team? But you have to be able to do both. But which one, you know, weighs heavier when Coach Frost ends up making that decision will probably determine who the starting quarterback is, because I think you're going to have strengths that lie in different areas for the different quarterbacks that they have.
Now, what advantages do you feel like the Nebraska football program has that will help Husker football get rolling once again?
Well, I mean, you talk about the rich history of Nebraska football, and I think that's where it all starts, is that people understand the history of that program. They understand, you know, what's been there in the past and how it's been a quality program, and the following that is Nebraska football, that's going to always be there. So I think that's where it starts. I think you look at Coach Frost and you look at his history and where they were at UCF when he took over, you know, to where they were when he left. I mean, it doesn't get any more dramatic than that. And to see a guy that can change a program, whereas, you know, if you look at Nebraska football, I guess people would probably say it's been a little bit down the last few years compared to the history of what Nebraska football is all about. So to be able to kind of change that, you've got, you know, the coach in place to do that. And then I think both those things, coupled with the Big Ten and all the great players that come out of the Big Ten, how many teams are in the, you know, in the top 20 at the end of the year from the Big Ten. People want to play in the Big Ten against the best players in the country. So you put all those things together, and I think it does nothing but continue to help the recruiting process. And, you know, Adam, you know, so much of football at every level is about the players and about the talent of the players and getting the right players that fit your system. And I don't think Nebraska is going to have any problem with all those different factors of getting the right kind of players and getting quality athletic players that can play at that level and make them competitive simply from a talent standpoint. You know, and then it goes to all those other little things that can separate you. But I don't think they're going to have any issues because of all the great things that are involved with Nebraska football and have been for years. That it's going to be kind of a perfect storm that if you want to play at that level and you want to play for a good program and a coach that has the ability to play at the highest level in college football, all those things are right there at Nebraska, and it's a great place to be. And as I said, one of the reasons that my son chose Nebraska over some of the other schools.
Let me ask you this. I want to specifically ask you this question because you're all over the country doing things. So what is the national perception of Nebraska football right now from people across the country?
You know, I think that the perception is, you know, kind of as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that it's a little bit down at Nebraska. You know, that, you know, when I was growing up, you know, 70s and early 80s, I mean, that was the program with Coach Osborne and, you know, all the unbelievable players that they had, that they were, you knew every year they were going to be top five. And so I think teams or people look at them now and say still a solid program, but not one of those top programs in the country or even, you know, the top program in the Big Ten right now, you know, with some of the great programs that you've got going there. And so that's, I think, the step that they have to make is just get back to that national prominence that they were at and that you knew they were going to be at every single year. But I don't think there's any question there's great respect for the Nebraska program, for who they are and how quickly they can change things. So, you know, so I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just I think all programs go through periods, you know, where they struggle a little bit more, and it's hard to keep that level of play, you know, at top five, top ten, year in and year out when you're playing against great teams and other teams catch up to you within your conference. But still great respect there, and when you say Nebraska football, you know, people still stand up and listen because they understand the power of the program.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.